Now on to another project in the desert. In Mali, they're counting the votes. By many accounts, yesterday's presidential runoff was peaceful. That's no small thing in the West African country. Mali is slowly emerging from more than a year of turmoil. A military coup, a separatist rebellion, and the radical Islamist takeover of the north. The extremists silenced the region's legendary music scene. But as Marissa Neff reports, things are changing on that front too.
Earlier this year, Mali was on the verge of collapse. In January, radical Islamists occupying the northern two-thirds of the country seemed poised to try to capture the southern capital, Bamako. Then, France's president, François Hollande, ordered his army to intervene. French forces swiftly regained control of northern cities like Gao and Timbuktu. Though the operation was fraught with colonial undertones, most Malians welcomed the result. But one of the many casualties of Mali's unrest was the celebrated festival in the desert. The gathering in the Sahara brings together players from all over Mali's ethnic and musical spectrum, from desert rockers Tanarawen to Bamako superstars Amadou and Mariam. Organizers canceled this year's festival, but they decided to take the show on the road and use music as an agent for change. The result is a traveling caravan for peace that features regulars, including virtuoso blues guitarist Mamadou Kelly. I caught up with Kelly and the caravan as they pulled into Manhattan for a show at Lincoln Center late last month. When Sharia law was imposed in Kelly's hometown of Gundam, he was forced to flee.
There was no work, no money. There was no way to feed my family. There was nothing. So we left for Bamako.
Like Kelly, many musicians from the north are only just starting to return home. Though uncertainty remains, Kelly emphasized the importance of sending out a diverse group of musical emissaries to highlight the ground that's been gained in Mali.
We are messengers sent out for the whole world to see. Our basic message is to signal that there is peace in Mali. People say that we are divided, but we want to show the entire world that there is peace, that there is no war, and that there is security. That's the reason for our caravan for peace.
In May, Western governments pledged $4 billion in aid to help get Mali back on its feet. And yesterday's elections are a key step in getting the money flowing. Mali still has a long way to go, but Mamadou Kelly seems heartened by the direction the country is taking.
I think things will improve in Mali because we're going to have a new president. It's going to be better than before.
And for one night in the middle of Manhattan, by bringing a cross-section of Malians to play side by side, the Caravan for Peace made the prospect of unity in Mali seem possible. For the World, I'm Marissa Neff in New York.
You can see a slideshow of Marissa's photos from the Caravan for Peace show in New York and check out her summer blogging series, Summer in the Global Village. That's all at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.